I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, October 22nd, 2012, to order. And I'd like to call on Sherry Veltkamp to offer an opening prayer. Sherry, if everybody will stand.
We just come before your throne of grace this morning, and we're just so thankful for you, Lord, that you are the leading hand over our county, over our country, over our soldiers, and over our people. We just glorify and honor you. We pray that whatever exists in this meeting today, whatever things are said and whatever things are done, that they will be all to your glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, for these leaders who are willing to lead. We thank you, Lord, for our soldiers who are willing to fight. And we thank you, Lord, for the peacemakers who are willing to make peace. And now we just glorify and honor you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll offer the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve with corrections and changes. Meeting minutes dated October 18th.
Second.
Motion's been made to approve previous meeting minutes dated October 18th with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable. Checks 339.40 to 331.009. Warrants 56.93 to 56.94. Transfers from the bad check fund to GCR, from prosecuting attorney's bad check fund. Pay for the paper use, transfer from JE for elections to Road and Bridge, transfer from GCR to what is the
assessment fund.
The assessment fund. All right.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve accounts payable. Checks number 330940 through 331009, warrants number 5693 and 5694, transfer from PA bad check to GCR, journal entry for paper usage. Transfer of journal entry for elections to Road and Bridge and transfer from GCR to AF. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve county payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Dan, that was ours.
That's the reason that was
it. So are we eager to second it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second that one.
Agenda requests review. We're not considering number one, correct, until we're ready to move forward?
Correct.
Or number two?
Well, or number three?
Number two, I visited with the trying to think of his name. Did he call in this morning?
Who?
From the Branson Veterans
Task Force.
It's the old boy that's got the museum and all that. And
Tom Golden?
Goldsworthy.
Yeah, Goldsworthy. And he's going to be here to speak on that and to talk. He'd like to be put on the agenda for next Monday, I believe. So if not, we'll just put me on the agenda for it, and he'll be here to speak to it.
What do you want that title?
Billboard, Veterans Billboard.
You may want to put Veterans Issues, because he has another, he approached me about another program that he's starting, so
Veterans Issues.
Veterans Update.
I just said update.
That's probably a bit safer, because he may want to cover more than one issue, more than one topic.
If you'll get back with him and or Dan or Jim, they'll contact him and make sure that whatever time you give us.
This morning, yeah, he'll be calling, I'm
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Nikki, when you look under Commission Response, Action Taken.
Yes. For what number?
4.
Okay.
We probably should update that. Are we ready to... Let me back up. We spoke with Ms. Keck. She was putting the contract together, is that correct, regarding the property over off of...
Peter Lane.
Right.
Yes, they're doing that. She's doing that deed. Did she?
If you check with her and if that's ready, then we'll do it next Monday.
Okay.
Yes,
I did send her the description.
Okay.
I've not heard back.
And we talked to her about it Thursday, whenever when we met with her.
Okay.
So she knows to work on it.
Okay.
Well, it's 5. I mean, it's the same as 5.
That would be number 5.
Right.
You said 4.
I did.
Because it's in 4 and it's in 5. So.
Okay. Yeah.
On number 6, we're still waiting to receive all the signed ordinances, and once we do, we'll take that up for discussion.
Okay.
7.
Waiting on Crystal Irons. Is she back yet?
I have not spoken with
her. We were talking about the second week of November anyway, so that'll be fine.
Somebody explain to me what number 8 is. Funding agreement for Village of Kirbyville. What is that?
Is it a sewer?
Sewer.
I think that's across the road, to bore across the road, Ron. Or I believe it is, isn't it, Jim, with Ken Klein's...
Yes.
Is John wanting time on the agenda for that? Is that what this is?
If we would like.
Yes, about 15 minutes.
Should we do that Monday?
Okay.
That's fine.
And number 9, that's new. Tell me about them.
Speak with him directly. Amy must have spoken with him.
Would you find out if, in fact, he wants to give us an update and Monday works for him? Let's just work that into his agenda.
Okay.
I mean, his schedule.
Okay.
Well, they're requesting Thursday. If you look at his request date.
I don't have anything on it.
Wait, it says date requested, second call.
He's requesting at 10 a.m. on Thursday.
It looks
like he wants to give an update.
Is it Tuesday or Thursday that we have the Forsyth School students come in for the...
It'll be the 30th. It's Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday. Okay.
We need to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm fine with the number 9 at 10 o'clock. Are you going to be there? Will that work for everybody?
Yeah, it does. But let's fill up the agenda between 9 and 10 so that we don't have a recess for
55 minutes.
It says Boys Camp Road public hearing at 9 o'clock. Agenda request review is going to take a couple of minutes. the public hearing, unless there is anyone that's here to have input regarding that. It's going to take 5 minutes.
There's a couple of more items.
Well, you got the court orders in the very bottom of the page. You can go up.
And there's a few on the next page. So.
Okay.
Are you okay with number 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that, that next Monday or is this Thursday?
Thursday.
Number 11 is fine for Thursday also. That was a request.
Which part of the parking lot?
The parking lot between this facility and the judicial
facility. So not the garage parking lot?
Just right there, like, as a gathering spot. I mean, you guys can...
That's fine.
Do you want to talk about it on Thursday, or do you just want to...
I have no problem with him utilizing it for that.
I mean, I think I responded. I had no issues with it either.
Okay, so. We can just call her and let her know.
That can come up. So number 12 is ready then?
According to the email that I got late last week, yes.
And that's from attorneys?
No, that was from Tammy, and you said that you were okay with it.
Oh, that's a different agreement. That's for the licenses for the auto attendant.
Okay.
That's what we talked about in our CenturyLink update. That will take 2 minutes, gentlemen.
I don't have any problem with that, but please clarify because there's a bigger issue that they're working on that.
This is just that. Okay.
What you're saying is the labeling of
right. I think it's called auto attendant licenses is what the agreement is.
The last one's already been handled, is that right? Was that who was here this morning?
We're going to have a discussion about it. I'd like to
Thursday's fine.
Randy, okay. We'd like to have Randy there. It shouldn't take but 15 minutes.
Randy's talking about Shady Drive.
Off Illinois.
Individual was here this morning that was going to do public comment. I don't know what happened, but Jim spoke out or went out, had a conversation with him, and apparently we're going to chat about it on
Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
Nikki's going to set that.
Do we have?
Is that the? Is that
we have snow rodeo.
Snow rodeo.
Oh,
let's not do it Thursday. Then.
I'm telling you,
Monday.
We've got a lot of stuff scheduled for Thursday that we planned on being at that.
Okay.
Rodeo.
Yeah, but right now, with the exception of the workers' comp update, which might be 15 or 20 minutes, the rest of it's going
to
take
under
10.
10:30, because we can get out there by 11:30.
What time does that begin, Randy?
Actually, the safety meeting begins at 8, but then we'll start the events at 9, and it'll go up until around 11:30, then we'll break, eat, and then continue the events until about 2 o'clock.
Is Bob Holthouse from the MAC? He's going to be there at 8?
He's going to be there at 8.
Excellent.
There at 8.
And then he's going to be back up here. Then he's going to be back up here at 10. What time do we start on Thursday? 8:30 or 9?
9 at this point.
I'm thinking that if we want, perhaps we should schedule us for 8 so that we can attend that safety meeting. I wouldn't mind being part of that. And then come over for commission. That would give us plenty of time. No? Well, we don't have to schedule it, and I can go by myself, and that'll work.
Okay.
Is there a problem with the schedule? Is that what you guys are thinking?
Yeah, there is. It's running here and there and here and there, back to here. Well,
we're going to be here, and we're going to be done by 10. And then from here, we can go out there.
I can bump some of these items that we said for Thursday to Monday.
I just think we need to be done by 10:30 so we can be over there. What time is the safety meeting?
It's at 8.
Eight.
Oh.
there's no need for the county commission that I can see to be at the safety meeting. Randy's going through all the truck inspections and all that kind of stuff for 3 days this week prior to that, aren't you, Randy?
Right.
And so I see no need for us to be scheduling us to be at a safety meeting that he's already going to be taken care of. And
we're not doing that.
Okay, but I thought that's what you just wanted to do.
No, what I said was that I'll go ahead. I would like to sit through it.
Okay.
But I'll be here before commission begins.
All right, and then we'll be here from 9 to 10?
9 to 10, 10:30, yeah.
And then we'll go back out there.
Right.
Okay. In the past, I have always tried to spend as much time at that snow rodeo. It is very worthwhile for watching the crew members, who can do what as far as the assigning of different roads. And Randy goes through that pretty good, don't you, Randy? You use that opportunity for scheduling.
A lot of training goes on.
I have no problem with that.
It's also fun.
Right.
Who's the audience for the...
I can touch base with Amy and ask her.
I have an idea. I have a feeling that he's wanting to have a meeting with R&B staff on Thursday morning. And then he's going to come and report to us if he has any thoughts or misgivings or okay. If things are running according to Hoyle. That's pretty standard. But I mean, the possibility is if we're going out there, we can meet with him there. I don't care to hear his comments out there, but formally, for it to be on the record, here's the best place for that to happen.
I wasn't sure if he was going to speak to other elected officials.
I'll follow up with him, Nikki, just to make sure. If in fact that's the case, then we need to chat with the other elected officials and department heads and let them be aware that he's going to be here.
Have we ever
done
that?
Okay.
That my problem is, have we ever done this before? Dixie and Linda can. I mean, that is their department. Has he done it before, Rick?
He when we had him before, he likes to meet with the county elected officials and department heads because that is part of the insurance they're covering also, especially if you can get to those that are.
What we're saying though is, are we going to have a room full of elected officials and department heads? That's where I'm coming from with the scheduling.
If you invite me, I'll be.
Okay.
I hate to be
controversial talking about this, but if we have a room full of people here asking questions and everything, this thing's going to run way more time.
It won't run past 10:30 because that's what time we're going to adjourn.
Okay.
is that fair?
Yeah. I mean,
we'll set the time and we will allow him X amount of time. If he wishes to converse with others, that will be fine, but we need to move on to the
right.
to the other event. That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
This is something that through the years I have watched when that particular, the association fund, they like to involve everybody because workers' compensation affects everybody. Mm-hmm. And you remember in years past, typically how long that meeting lasted, Rick?
He probably is going to just want to say, hey, look, we have this kind of stuff available to help you.
Ten thirty. If he wishes additional time after 10:30, he can have that with all the departments and elected heads and do a tour of the courthouse and whatever. Anything else, Nikki?
No.
Guys, anything else we need to place on the agenda?
I don't see anything.
And we will have agenda requests Thursday. At that point, will we have an agenda from the Forsyth students on what they are expecting?
Yes.
I mean, I spoke with I spoke with Michelle Waters, and she talked like that they had some sort of agenda. So we need to balance our schedule around them coming in and being a part. So,
how long are they going to be here?
There's two different sessions, one for the 7th grade, one for the 8th grade. Each one total is going to last about an hour and 15 minutes.
Guys, is there a special commission meeting that we want to set up for that day?
I think we need to.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday the 30th?
Yes.
Gentlemen, we don't have that on this agenda deal, but what I'm trying to grasp from of this is an educational program for 7th and 8th graders, and we're going to have a meeting that they can relate to, not a meeting that discusses all the parts of county government. For an hour and 30 minutes, so they're going to have to set up an agenda that is understandable to 7th and 8th graders.
The agreement, when I spoke with her, she told me that she would list out questions that she would like answered from elected officials as well as the commission a week prior.
Are they going to be visiting with other elected officials within the courthouse as well?
Yes.
Will it be the same group, or are they rotating, or how is that working?
They're probably going to rotate.
So during that hour 15, are we going to have a few minutes with six different groups? Or are we going to, that's my question.
Again, she has not talked to me about how the agenda is laid out. I have several elected officials who want to be a part of this, and it's going to happen in this room as far as breaking it
all
up.
All the elected officials? Or they're going to go some to the sheriff, some to the auditor, some to the clerk?
Sheriff's not going to be available.
Okay.
I would recommend that you contact her and get us a agendized list, because of an hour and 30 minutes of
But you had a song.
Well, I can sing a song. I can sing two songs.
If he sings, I'm absent.
I've seen Jim tap dance, and I think that's good.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just help us with what they would like from us, and then we'll be delighted to provide that. Who all is invited to this?
Who was invited to the retirement?
Anyone.
Anyone being employees? So has this been presented to all the employees? Okay, just a quick mention that this Wednesday, October 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon, there's going to be a discussion of retirement plans for county employees. So I'm assuming that employees that have questions will come, ask questions, et cetera. Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Nikki.
We'll try not to be so much trouble next time.
Beth, are you ready for us?
Yeah.
Our next item on the agenda, now that we have concluded the request review, is the Missouri Department of Transportation monthly update. Beth, please join us. And good morning.
Good morning. I thought I would go over what we currently have under construction, give you guys an update on that, and then kind of a preview of some things that we actually awarded in October, the commission awarded, and then what we've got coming up that will be still in the plans process.
Okay.
I'll start with, I've got a summary from our RE, Johnny Teagarden, on what his office has been doing. The Route 65 overlay that's basically between Ozark and Branson, that's basically complete. That also included some bridge rehabilitation that we did early on. He's got a note here that we have one elevation transition that we had asked them to do that did not get addressed, and we'll be doing that at a little bit later date, but basically the project is complete. So, the Route 13 widening, I know this is not in Taney County, but I thought I would update you guys on this. Down in the Branson West, Kimberling City area, that's a pretty big deal for this region. That's nearing completion. We've got a ribbon cutting ceremony actually scheduled for 10 o'clock on November 16th for that project. The overlay projects in eastern Taney County and Christian County, those are nearing completion. We are doing the last overlay, which is on Route 160. I was told they had gotten past Reuter, and so they should be, if weather holds, I think they'd be done this week with the overlays. They'll still have to do the striping.
Remind me, that's from where into where?
It actually went over into the neighboring county. It went from Gainesville all the way back to Kissy Mills. So, and they've got till November 1st to complete that, and I think as long as we don't get, you know, continuous bad weather, they should be fine. Let's see. We also had, and these are mainly in Stone County, but just so you guys know, we've been working on a package of overlays that included 413 from Galena all the way up to Route 60, 265 from Galena to south of Crane, which same stretch, and then 176 east of Galena and 248 from Galena out to the county line going westbound. Those are nearing completion. The stretch they're working on is that stretch coming into Galena. I think that they'll probably be done with that this week, depending on weather. They'll still have the striping and the rumbles to put in, but it's nearing completion. Let's see. Intersection improvements along 160. This is in mainly in Christian and Stone counties, but again, this affects your patrons. we've made various turn lane improvements along 160. Those were brought on by safety concerns. That has been completed. If you've been out on 160, you'll know that those are all striped and rumbled and put in place. So that happened a couple weeks ago. So we are currently working on bridge repairs over Cahill Road right there in the Branson area on 65. You'll see the work zone is really all you'll see. The bridge repairs are actually happening underneath the bridge. They're putting in some new bearing pads on the bridge bents and doing some modifications just to some connections of the beams. So that's ongoing. They've actually switched the work zone over to the other lane. So if you come through there and you haven't been through there in a week or so, the work zone's flipped. So instead of going over to the left, you'll need to go over to the right. That's scheduled for completion, I think, this season. So they should be getting pretty close to complete. Another package of overlays, again, kind of in the Stone County area, 86, 39, and both stretches of H Highway on both sides of the lake. That's about two-thirds of the way through, I would say. They're still working on a section of 39 and the western leg of Route H. They have that to complete, but that should be done by the end of the month. So, we've got two projects that are down in the they're a combined bid package. They're being done by Branco Construction. But one of them is in the Hollister area. That was a cost share with the city of Hollister, a signalized improvement there at James Street. That's been going pretty good. I think they've made some field changes, but talking to the city administrator last week, Rick seemed very pleased with the progress they had made. They're expecting to come through. Right now they've done some widening, and then they've got new pavement and old pavement that's kind of out there a little bit rough. Well, they're going to overlay that whole thing this week and get a nice cap on it. And so they're getting real close to being completed, except for the signal poles.
When is that going to be done then?
When the signal poles come in, I don't think it'll be much longer than that. But that's going to be the deciding factor. They're going to have the concrete work and the asphalt work done, and they're just going to be waiting on the signal poles. And Branko said last week that those signal poles are supposed to come in at the end of this month.
Okay.
So once they get those set, they'll have to get the loops and everything in. I think there's loops. It may be cameras. I'm not sure. But once they get that in place, you know, maybe another couple of weeks to get the poles in, get everything set like it needs to, and the wiring and everything. So, but I would think towards the end of November, it should be fully, I would think it would be fully functional unless they run into some issues somewhere. So, the other project is actually down on South 65, right before you get to the Arkansas line. We're putting in a safety improvement there at Rochester Road, which is where the Rapid Roberts is, mm-hmm. and then I forgot what the convenience store is on the other side, but we basically limited, you no longer can go straight across the four lanes. That was a pretty dangerous movement. We had some accidents occurring there. So we're putting in what we call a J-turn, which is basically if you want to take a left, you have to do an indirect left. We've got some of these in the district already. You basically take a right, go up, and then make a U-turn. And we were in the process of paving the crossovers that have been built, and then you just basically swing a left with better visibility and takes you a little bit out of your way, but it's a lot safer, and it's maybe 30 seconds travel time, which in reality, I've driven these before, in reality it actually makes your trip quicker because instead of sitting there and waiting on all four lanes, you're able to just wait on two and then wait on two again. So I think it actually makes things quicker. So that's kind of a summary of what has been occurring this construction season. Did you guys have any questions before I started on the new stuff?
Well, 125 is complete from Pro Tem to is that end up at Bradleyville or on right on through to?
It went all the way through into Christian County.
Okay, and it's complete with striping.
That's my understanding. I have not driven it since they did the southern half. They ended there at Bradleyville, so I haven't driven it since then, but it's my understanding it's been striped and everything.
Okay, I was on part of it a week ago,
okay.
And half of it was done. I didn't know whether it was completed last year.
The overlay or just the stripe?
The overlay.
Okay. The striping may not be done then, but the overlay is, because they told me they had started on 160 and they're heading back from Gainesville. So.
Okay.
I have not gotten out there and seen that. I've been in a lot of meetings, but I tend to try to get out and see that in the next couple of weeks. So, but that's the status on that.
I get a couple of questions, but it may fall under what you called new stuff.
Oh, okay. We recently bid a overlay package that directly affects this area, and it also included some safety improvements. And that's Route 176 from 65 down to 160. Route 160 from 65 all the way to 76 there at the bridge. And it also included Route 265 from south of the dam all the way over to 65. And then 165 in the Branson area from 76 down to 265 there north of the dam. All of that plus turn lanes on 160 at four locations, plus shoulders on 176.
Can you tell me where those four locations are on 160?
Yes, I can tell you that. Shoulders on 176 and shoulders on 160. The locations for the turn lanes, we're changing the traffic control at F. F to 160 mm-hmm. will be the through movement now, and 160 to the north there would be actually a stop condition.
I'm sorry for slowing you down.
That's fine.
Describe that for us so we can get a better picture and those that are listening, because that's a major change.
It's going to be it's minimal improvements. So they're going to be adding an island that will direct traffic basically to stop there at 160 and make the flow from F to 160 more apparent. So I think it'll be kind of a curving island that makes that movement from F to 160 look nice and smooth and transitioned, and then it's going to be an interesting shaped triangle, I guess, because it will make it more evident right there at 160 that you need to stop and enable us to put a stop sign in the island and make it more apparent that you need to stop. But it's a small improvement. We're not acquiring any right of way. Everything's being done within the right of way, but we feel like it'll be very effective. Sure. So,
it saves the money on the dip that we were all concerned with on the other side. by having the turn the way it goes now. We had had discussions through our partners' meetings about the amount of the dip that that was on the other side causing accidents and things. So this will totally eliminate that as you make your turn to F instead of the other side, which we were going to have to do something with sooner or later.
And because it will be a change in stop condition, we'll have some additional probably temporary signing out there, probably like the CMS boards, the changeable message boards that we have that you can put a message on. We'll have some of those up initially, probably a stop ahead sign just because of visibility. I'm not for sure on that, but lots of times we'll have a stop ahead permanent sign for the 160 just because it is going to be a big change from what they're used to. So, but the by far the predominant flow is off of F. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would guess that 90% of our traffic is coming off of F. So it's pretty significant. Also, island changes there at H.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen the drawing for that, so I'm not sure exactly what the island looks like there. 176, the eastern leg right there on the north side of Forsyth. That's a nasty little turn right there, kind of come over the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And then Casey Road, which I was not familiar with, it's just north of the scenic overlook.
Yes.
We'll be doing some, and these will all be basically turn lane additions.
So it's going to be a turn lane on 160 to get onto Casey Road. Yep, that's a bad spot.
Yeah, and again, we've not acquired any right-of-way for these, so I'm not anticipating any changes to Casey. I think it'll all be on 160. And then also, like I said, we're putting the shoulders, maybe a 2-foot shoulder with a rumble on 176 and 160 where they will fit. We've got certain locations on 160 where we've got some sheer rock cuts and some things that I don't think we can push 2 foot over and still have a drainage ditch. But we're expecting the rumble to be continuous, but the shoulders may not. I mean, we'll have to kind of interdisperse them as we can. So.
You know, there's a large contingent of folks that are really interested whether or not there will ever be a potential improvement and widening of 160 Forsyth all the way to 65. Is that reasonable to think that may happen? Or
our current funding levels would have to change significantly for us to address that type of... We're in hunker down and maintain mode right now. And we're slipping in safety projects where we can, but they're low-cost safety improvements. We've got a pretty good schedule of construction next year. It drops off significantly from this year, but next year is not too bad, and then the year after that is just strictly overlays and some small safety projects, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting for the current, the voting cycle this year, see where everything ends up. And I know they've had a statewide Blue Ribbon Committee that went around and took information from various groups throughout the state trying to find out what the funding mechanism would be that people would favor, and that's where we're at. That's what the legislative side did, and then we're just trying to make sure that we keep people as informed as possible and trying to keep our costs as low as possible to stay within our budget. So that's where we're at. One of the things that we've got coming up, that was awarded in October to APAC. The cost of all those improvements, the four locations for the overlays plus the turn lanes and the shouldering work, was $3,659,726.40. So that's a significant amount of money being spent in this area.
Wait, did I miss it? Did you give a starting date for...
That will be during... the construction season next year.
Okay.
What we try to do is we try to award as early as possible so that we get on the contractors. They're trying to plan work for next year, and what we found is that if we bid the work in September or October and they can plan ahead for next year, we usually get good bids. If we wait till later, which sometimes we're forced to wait just because of the docket and how many projects we've got, but they tend to fill up their work schedule, and so sometimes your bids go up once they're not worried about as much work to do the next year, so, and they get busy. Let's see. One of the things that we are looking at, and I I'm sorry, I don't know if this is for, they're just starting to look at it, so I think it's for 2014, but they're looking at some safety improvements along 76, basically from Lakeshore all the way over to what they've got listed for me here is Swan Court, and they said that's just before 160. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with Swan Court. But, so basically it's a 10-mile stretch from east of Branson to the bridge. So, and they're scoping it right now, so that means we're just starting to take a look at it to see what safety improvements we can do. Again, it will be within a limited budget, so it will probably be smaller scale type improvements, possibly some turn lanes, possibly some shoulders.
That's sure an area that needs it, I'll tell you.
I'm scheduled to be at your Transportation Advisory Board meeting this afternoon, and I'll bring that up with them then and see if they've got any, or if you guys have any ideas on locations that you think are a problem. Of course, we have our accident data that kind of tells us what's going on out there. But if you guys have got any ideas, we'd be glad to field them, especially at this time when we're just starting to scope. This is the best time to get information from everybody so we can do our planning.
So that pertains to the areas we've already worked on at T Highway and
that would be that entire stretch.
Coon Creek Junction and things like the VB project. Mm-hmm. So those things are all that we have participated with the state on, and those mm-hmm. will be an improved area that for widening and things like that, maybe.
Since we've already addressed those,
I'm not talking about those, but the similar yeah. things is what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would anticipate something similar to what we're doing on 160 next year. I'm probably looking to see if there's areas where we need like a left turn lane, looking to see if there's areas where we can fit in and maybe a 2-foot shoulder. You know, at this point, we're in the scoping stage, so we're supposed to keep an open mind and not limit ourselves to solutions, but be looking at needs first. But the reality is that budget-wise, it's going to be small improvements. But we've seen that small improvements can be very significant. You know, if you put a little left turn lane in, that can be very significant. Mm-hmm. So. But probably no major realignments or major, you know, elimination of a hill or a curve or anything like that. I don't anticipate realignment or right-of-way acquisition. So it'll be within the existing alignment.
Do these things pertain to our transportation board?
I know that they had made a list of priorities, and
yeah.
probably there are some locations on 76. I would have to look at their listing. I know that the changes that we're making there at F-160 were on their high priority list,
right.
So that will make them very happy.
Right. One thing I wanted to ask you about, and then because the general public in itself is very interested in, is the bridge project. Mm-hmm. It's moved to 2017. Am I correct with that, or can you find that information out for me? Because
I know it's moved into 17 or 16.
Which question was that, Dan?
The bridge.
Down here?
Work down here that...
Well, I didn't hear that you were going to build that second bridge down there to go along with the...
That's what I heard. Didn't hear either. Maybe I heard that.
I was waiting to hear that. And if it's in 17, that's okay.
Would you like for me to repeat my little selling point about low budgets?
we're just going to keep crying.
We are working on the... I don't know if you've been over in that area or not, but we are working on a similar bridge in the Shell Knob area right now. And complete redeck with some painting on the truss work, which I think is similar to what is needed on this bridge eventually. And what we've done is we've got a one-lane situation. They're replacing half the deck at a time, and we put in a temporary signal and basically made it into a one-lane bridge with a signalized access at each end.
Half the deck at a time.
Half the deck at a time.
Is compared to no deck.
And we've had a lot of concerned citizens because they do have to wait, but I've been across it 4 times, and it's about a 5-minute wait total from the time you reach the signal. If you just miss the green time and you have to sit through all the red time and you have to wait for the other oncoming traffic, it's about a 5-minute wait. And that bridge is longer than yours, so I would think the wait would be a little bit less significant. But we'll just have to take a look and see how this job progresses and see if there's any major issues that come up. I know we've had some concerns about maintaining snow removal on the Shell Knob Bridge over the winter since we've got it down to such a narrow width. It is exactly, literally from they put in a temporary guardrail down the middle. And so from the edge, the wall of the bridge on the right to your guardrail in the middle is 9.5 feet, literally. So, you know, people with trailers and large trucks are taking that pretty slow. And then we had some, you know, boat maintenance places down there that are actually having to go around because their boats are just too big to fit across that 9.5 foot width. So I know we've caused a little bit of inconvenience for certain business owners, but the majority of the people, I think, were still appreciative of the fact that we have to fix the bridge and we have to do it economically. This is a cost to us, to the taxpayers, compared to shutting the bridge down and being able to address it all at once. You know, the contractors charge us for the fact they have to do half of that at a time, and we had to put the guardrail in. But they had an hour and, I think, 10 or 15-minute loop that would have been done if we had closed the bridge, and then you've got emergency personnel and all those issues. So we've tried to address that by doing this. So far it seems to be going very well. So.
The time frame on that bridge would be, I heard this one was 1 year. Is the time frame on that one?
They tried to put it within the limits of, tried to keep it out of the tourism season. So they were able to close the bridge the week after Labor Day, and they will have to have the bridge open the week before Memorial Day.
And this bridge being shorter, hopefully we get a shorter time frame.
Yeah, I'm not aware of exactly what fixes are needed on this bridge. I know that there's decking issues similar to what we've got at Shell Knob, and beyond that, I'm not sure if we've got additional items that need to be replaced. And we'd have to look into the width. I'm not sure of the width on this, but I would think it would be very similar to the Shell Knob Bridge because Shell Knob, I think, was only 22 foot to begin with, so it's not a very wide bridge. So that's a possibility, and then if it looks like that won't work, we'll look into other options because we realize that we've heard lots of input from the community on the inconveniences and what would happen if we had to shut the bridge down completely.
Sure.
So we're trying to listen to the needs of the community.
Can I ask clarification? Did you say you're going to be working on resurfacing 165 to 65? Is that what you said earlier? Is that 165?
165 is the stretch, basically Fall Creek Road, from 76 stretch down to 265 there by Chateau.
Okay.
And then the dam is maintained by the Corps of Engineers.
Right.
So then we go south of there and we go 265 all the way down to
65?
To 65.
So you're not going to do from basically the State Park Marina, 165 back to 65.
165.
The historic 165 is what they call it. The scenic road, the scenic road and all that. Are you doing that one?
You do know that's yours.
Yeah, that's ours.
I didn't know that all of those ours.
No, it's to the, where you turn into the Rock Quarry, going up the old 265. I don't know what's the number on it now. Yeah. Is it still 265? But you know where?
I know where the, yeah.
Okay, like you turn up to go to Baird Mountain.
Okay.
Everything,
yeah.
This side of there is ours.
Okay.
It comes all the way to the CFO.
Okay, I thought there was a section that wasn't ours. I knew we had basically the frontage part in front of OTC. I knew that was all ours.
No, the whole thing. All the way.
Okay.
The whole loop is yours.
Perfect.
I inherited all this, so I have to ask people all the time about that.
Gotcha.
I did talk to Rick Ziegenfuss the other day about possibly taking the 165 signs down, and he was very opposed to that. He said that the tourists and people that come to the area need that 165 sign. So, because, we really don't have responsibility for that roadway anymore, but I think we can still continue to trailblaze across that if that's a tourism issue. So. Let's see, it seemed like there was one other project. Oh, I covered the 76 project. So I think that's it for upcoming projects, existing projects, possible future projects. Did you have any questions, Randy?
The only question I have, the bridge or at Short Creek, is there any plans at any time in the future to do anything with that, the little short one between Tanicomo Bridge and Lakeshore?
I have not heard. I don't know if it's on the list or not, but I'll check.
That's the Coon Creek Bridge is what it will go by. Short Creek's
Coon
over
Creek.
On the other side, but that, there will have to be...
Short. It's Coon Creek, sorry.
It'll have to be refurbished rebar showing and everything. So it probably should be added to a priority list for the Transportation Board. And you really don't notice it because the bridge is so short, but it has the same effect on the traffic as the big bridge that went across.
Yes, do you know where that is?
Yeah, once it's between Lake Shore and the roundabout, correct?
Yes. Right.
Okay. I'll just have to check. I know that, like I said, with our limited funding, we're trying to address maintenance, and so we still are addressing maintenance of bridges, obviously, because if we have a bridge failure, that would be pretty serious. But I don't know the status on that or what the bridge condition is or anything.
Can you add that, Randy, to your transportation board's priorities?
And that's the construction side of things. Did you guys have any other questions?
I don't have. Very much appreciate your report.
Thank you.
Comments. And your work within the county.
Oh, I did want to comment that Representative Lyle Rowland had contacted me a few months ago about the scenic overlook out here on 160. He'd had some citizen concerns about the fact that it was no longer a scenic overlook because all you could see was the tops of trees. And Empire Electric actually owns all that property that the scenic overlook overlooks. And we contacted them, and they came out and did quite a bit of tree trimming, and I thought it looked really nice, so I'd like to commend them for that and hope everybody's enjoying the scenic overlook because it's very scenic right now. So if you haven't stopped, you need to.
It's plum purdy.
It is. It's very nice to work down here.
Thank you very much.
Thank
again.
You.
Rick, if you come forward, we'll be ready for you when you're ready.
Thank you. Thanks for
the opportunity. The rumble strips we talked about. Why don't they do that? Why don't they do that work for next year? That might be. I have had some other people that are talking about that.
I'll be back. Yeah.
Okay.
So far, I don't know of any accidents, but everybody tells me.
We get the same thing on a couple of other locations where we haven't had any incidents, but people rarely say that if you're the people that live there, it's not much fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Okay.
Y'all have a good day.
Okay, thank you so much.
You ready, sir? Mr. Finley, we have as the next agendized item a budget requests presentation. The floor is yours, sir.
Guys, I just, by statute, I believe that this needs to be done by November 15th, and I'd like to stay ahead of the game, and I think you guys have felt the same way. So what you have, Ron, and the rest, the other, all three of you have it by email, is a copy of all the requests that were made It also has in there the 2012 actuals through, I think it was through July. Those requests by statute are supposed to be into my office by September. If they're not there by September 10th, they're supposed to be there September 1. If they're not there by September 10th, the statute actually says that the budget officer, which would be me, shall make estimates, and his estimates shall be considered as the estimates of the department, office, institution, commission, or court. There were at least two of those in there that came in after September 10th, and what I did was I included those in the requests, but I also did what statute requires me to do and made the estimates myself so that you guys could see that. I'm providing this to you, and just read that to you. It says the budget officer shall then prepare the budget document in form prescribed and transmit it to the county commission not later than November 15th in counties of class 1. The budget officer shall recommend, and the county commission shall fix all salaries of employees other than those established by law, except that no salary for any position shall be fixed at a rate above that fixed by law for the position. And after looking at that, looking at totals of expenses, looking at totals of revenues, I would have to recommend that we would not make any changes in salaries until we found some other information that would cause us to feel like we could do that. I feel like our employees are the most important thing, and I know you guys do too. But like we did last year, we set everybody in at a salary which was the same as in 2011, and then in 2012, in the middle of the year, we found that we were able to give a raise, and I know that the employees really appreciated that. I would suggest we do the same thing again this year. Turning this over to you now, it has all those requests in there. You can do what you want. I would probably suggest that you may want to post it on the web, and I will send another copy of exactly what I gave Mr. Houseman. I didn't run three copies because you can see there's probably, maybe 100 pages to it there. So I'll send another copy of that so you see what that is. Do you guys have any questions for me?
So in the document, the requests themselves are from, if an elected official turned it in on time, that request is in that packet.
It is, and I don't think there was anybody that did not turn them in for sure. But from memory, Jim, I think everybody turned them in. I think there were two of them that were late, and I noted that within the document there that they came in late and went from there.
But the figures that are in here are what they turned in, and then you noted.
You'll see when you look at there'll be a column that has one, and there'll be another column that says turned in late and has
okay.
a column there.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. What I suggest, gentlemen, is that we, because by law we're required to give X amount of days notice before a public hearing is held, we are required before we begin the work on the budget to have a public hearing, if I'm not mistaken. And I think budget law gives us the opportunity to have either us or the budget officer conduct the budget hearing. I know that the last budget hearing before finalization and approval of the budget is to be held by the commission, but I would suggest that we pick a date to have the first budget hearing and have that presentation from Mr. Finley on the budget, and then we can set up the dates for the work schedule of the budget and move forward. Did you have something else to add? You look like you don't. Am I saying that wrong or right?
No, I think you've got it right, I think. That's one of those lawyer things of whether or not we have to have a public hearing before we start or not. The statutes actually say if we are, you, me, commission, whomever is the budget officer, is lowering, then that officer, department head, has the right to a meeting before the commission.
Okay. And since you've mentioned lowering, what the requests versus a budget? What were the requests? What did the requests come in at?
Jim, I don't have that in front of me. I think you probably have it in there.
You have it?
If you want to look. No, it's not in that one because those are things I think that you guys use to decide on whether you want to lower things or not lower things. But it would be in the totals worksheet, and the revenues were quite a lot less than the expenses. We could write a balanced budget just the way it is right there because we have a healthy carryover still yet. And the definition of a balanced budget is that, we would appropriate as much revenue or more revenue than expenses.
Again,
if,
I think
you need
that
me to, I can find that for you, Jim.
Okay. I think that there, and we may wait and just, with all due respect, and I may not remember this correctly, but I think that we are to have a budget hearing prior to, and I'll find, either way.
Yeah,
I'd like to have a budget hearing.
And that's fine.
Get this
And
that's not a time for all the elected officials and department heads to set up, but just for us to give any member of the public an opportunity to know that we're starting the process. Here's how the process is going to work. Here's the days that we have scheduled to work on the budget. Mm-hmm. They'll be open to the public, et cetera. And as I'm looking, today is the
22nd. I think.
22nd. Based upon how many days' notice we're to give the media for that hearing. Is the 12th a holiday? Is that Veterans Day?
I never
I see it says Veterans Day is on the 11th.
Easter.
Yes, Monday.
So our commission is going to be on the 13th. Would that be correct to assume that, which is Tuesday?
It's correct to assume that.
What if preliminarily right now we establish that as the time to have the budget hearing?
That's fine with me.
Start with you.
That's all right with me. This budget hearing that we're having at this point is very preliminary. I mean, it's actually...
It's just saying we're starting a process.
It's starting the process.
Kick off the process. But at that time, then we'll try to schedule ahead for when the final budget hearing is. Once we start meeting with elected officials, if we make changes in what their requests are, as you stated, we're required under Missouri law then to have a hearing with that individual elected official. So that all falls within the process. But it'll give us time also to digest what Rick has given us.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I've digested it. I've been after it for 2 months to yet, so good luck if you can get it digested that quick.
Well, I'll have a lot better handle on it than I got right now. preliminarily, let's pick that day, and I'll go pull that particular statute, and then we'll get notices to the paper and the radio.
And you're going to take care of doing those notices, or if you want me to, you'll tell me.
I'll work with you,
okay,
sir.
That's all right. Fantastic.
And appreciate it very much.
All right. Well,
gentlemen,
thank you,
any questions or comments for Rick?
I do. That pertains to budget monies. How did the share sale turn out as far as the dollars?
Danny,
are you sure?
$37,000, I think, was somewhere in that neighborhood was the total. I was pleased that we had a great crowd. I felt like most everything sold pretty well. I'm sure there were bargains there, because if there's not a bargain there, you're not going to have anybody show up at an auction anyway. Anything else?
Yes, sir. One final question. What you're showing as actual expenditures, you said was probably through July?
Yeah, at the top of the page, I think it says through July. I tried to get these to
It says run date, 8-1, so that's includes it.
And the reason you see that's because I try to get this to the elected officials, department heads, so that they can give me back those by September 1. And
let me back up. It gives different dates for different...
It may very well have September, or it may very well have August on some and July on others.
Yeah, this says July 26th, one says 8-1, and one says 9 September. Well, okay, we'll go through them. They're just...
Yeah, and those will, as we get closer to finalizing that, I'll change those so that we have the actual 2012 expenditures in there and revenues also.
Do you think, Rick, in years past, where we have someone that comes back to see us, whether it be a department head, elected official, another part of our budget process, that we should have them sign some paper form that they have came back, or they request to. I'm talking about in years past, we've had some people come forward and say we weren't given the opportunity after we lowered it.
Hmm. Danny, I don't know, I can read your statute in here. It says after all this occurs and you've done the thing, it says that you guys can lower, raise, whatever. So I don't know that that's a problem.
But if we lower it, we have to give them the opportunity to come back, even after we make our last adjustment?
Not according, I mean, I was trying to find that here. Just a second, because I got
it. As I understand it, initially, if somebody requests $100 in their budget and we want to make a change in that, they have an opportunity to chat with us, whether it's individually or budget hearing, et cetera. But then...
Let me read it here. In 50.610, Danny, it says, after the budget hearings, the county commission may revise, alter, increase, or decrease the items contained in the budget and may eliminate any item or add new items if it increases the total proposed expenditures from any fund so that the total proposed expenditures exceed the total estimated revenues. It shall make provision for the necessary additional revenues. So, I mean, after we've done those hearings, you guys have some freedom.
I just was wanting that.
You see why I'm not sure that it would be necessary. It might be a good thing because I believe that, you know, if you're going to change
something.
The interpretation
of that was the reason I wanted you to read that, Rick.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, guys.
Go down.
Yeah, so we're required to have it first. Okay.
Just as a matter of clarification, Missouri law does provide we'll have a budget hearing prior to, so we will try to establish it for that date that we had picked earlier, which I think was November 13th. That way we can be in compliance with the number of days that, and it says further in the statutes there that we're to give notice of that hearing. Approval of executive session minutes.
Motion to approve executive session minutes dated September 17th, September 20th, September 20th, September 24th, and September 24th again, October 4th, October 9th, and October 9th.
Second.
And just for clarification, those are two different sessions. That's why we have duplicates. We recessed out of one and then went into another or maybe a different statute. Otherwise, we would have kept it under one.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve executive session minutes dated 9/17, 9/20, 9/20, 9/24, 9/24, October 4th, October 9th, and October 9th. Discussion. All in favor say aye. And is that with?
The corrections and changes.
Corrections and changes.
There's a few corrections of spellings and things.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Linda. This morning we'll be talking about the revision of the substance abuse policy.
What is he doing?
Linda, as it looks like, we approved a change of this 2 months ago or so, it looks like.
Correct.
And then you got further clarification. We made another revision. The revision, it looks like, is under subsection 2, under testing circumstances. It's in red. I think that's the added language, correct? And, gentlemen, if you wanted me to, I could read the change if you wanted me to, and that way people know what we're...
Read it into the record.
Okay. It's under subsection 2, random testing, under drugs and alcohol. Employees that serve in a safety-sensitive position, a DOT employee, or are required to have a CDL license in order to drive a vehicle for work are subject to random testing. In addition, employees that regularly drive a vehicle for work are subject to random testing. These employees will be subject to random testing from time to time without notice. And I believe that's the only change.
That is the only change.
That was a clarification thing from our attorneys or some case law that made us clarify what random testing was and who qualifies for it. So,
post-offer reasonable suspicion or workers' comp is still the same.
Okay. Motion to approve new substance abuse policy dated October 22nd as submitted.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the new substance abuse policy dated October 22nd as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Linda, are there any comments you'd like to make about?
I will email that policy to everyone so that they have a new version of it.
We're going to sign these. Will you make sure that our office gets a copy up
Correct.
There?
Yes, I will.
And the county clerk receives a copy as well.
Okay.
Ron, I have one more item, just if we could, going back to agenda request. Is it possible on Thursday we could start a little earlier? I know you wanted to go to the safety meeting. I was reading an email, and Mr. Erickson from purchasing really does need to get in front of all three commissioners. I believe there's some things that I think we left that I was going to deal with, but after looking at all the complexity of all the issues, it'd be best if we all sat down and had a conversation regarding a purchasing update. I just didn't know when we could do it.
I know that in an email that he sent out, he talked about
right
doing that very thing, but he also asked that part of that be in exec. Is that correct?
Yes.
What purpose?
Oh, and
I meant, would it be contractual? Would it be?
I'd have to see specifics under what part if we have already awarded and contractually.
I have no problem coming in early to do that, but we want to make sure that we have it posted.
Right, we can do it Thursday at 8:30, but that would you'd have to give up your safety meeting then, Ron.
I can do that.
Okay.
I think that it's a good idea. I think some of it will come under contracts, which would allow us to do so.
Okay.
I know that the road and bridge crews are concerned about some things, and so purchases is what I'm going at. So.
Okay. Well, I'll forward this note to Nikki, and just it'll show up at 8:30 on.
Well, actually, if we want, if we're going to go into exec, we can move these others. No, the first one's a hearing. That's probably already been posted. Boys Camp Road, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So 8:30 is fine.
Okay.
Now, whenever it's got that Boys Camp Road public hearing, that doesn't involve the ribbon cutting we're going to have. We've got a date set for it also.
I think we did. Nikki's going to come in here and tell us about the ribbon cutting date of the Boys Camp Road. Now, this is something that HDR has to post to close out the deal. Is that something about Thursday at 8:30?
Thursday at 2 o'clock. We have a conference call scheduled with the Arkansas Game and Fish. Isn't that during the rodeo?
Mm-hmm. I have a call in to Pat Peck's office asking if that was the only date and time. It's currently on your calendars right now.
That's the Sioux Hollow, isn't it?
Yes.
I see your email, so.
Yes.
You know.
Can we do that from out there?
That's the question I had.
Can we do it from out there?
Sure, we can.
Just go into the office?
We can do it.
From here, too.
It's just going to be a long discussion. It's a negotiating discussion.
Well, I'm just wondering if we should get Pat and make sure Pat's available.
She is aware of it.
The request came from her office. She contacted
Arkansas.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. And this is an important enough issue that we need to get it in. Right. But it's not going to be just a little bitty short time frame.
Right.
It's a negotiating factor.
Well, my point is you're going to miss a great deal of what we're, or are we? But
yeah, we are. But
it sure would be nice if it was a different day.
So just know that that's in the works. I'm trying to get it. I didn't schedule it, so I don't know if that was the only time, or was that just a time?
If that's the day that it is, make sure that it's on our agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The other thing we were talking about, we're going to add at 8:30 on Thursday morning, purchasing department with Mr. Erickson.
Report.
And then when you get with him, he thought some of this needed to be handled in executive. Can you find out the details so we can see which executive, if it qualifies?
So that we can post it properly.
Right.
I know one of them will be contracts. So I want to speak on that.
Thank you.
Oh.
I don't believe there's anything else posted.
Do we have something on Wednesday morning?
Thursday morning?
Wednesday.
No.
Okay. I would entertain, unless there's further business, a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Dixie? What?
Same thing she's got.
Oh.
Wednesday morning.
I just thought there was something. I just asked if we had something. But that starts at 9 to noon. At 10 o'clock, I'm going to be, I forget where it is, probably Monette. Jerry DeGraffenried's dad passed away just now. And Jerry's a very good friend, and I need to be at that. I didn't know. Are we still on?
Yep.
I apologize.